FAI stands for the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. It is the international organization that is responsible for promulgating aviation and aerospace records. Within the FAI, every country has a representation of their national aero club. In the United States, that national aero club is an organization known as the National Aeronautic Association. That organization was founded, I think, in 1911. They were actually the first organization in the United States to issue pilot's licenses before the creation of the FAA and their predecessor organization, the CAA. The NAA recognizes subgroups of aviation and aerospace activity. For example, the National Parachuting Association is a member of the NAA. The National Hang Gliding Association is a member of the NAA, and the records that are set in the United States are recognized by the NAA, are organized and run and managed by those respective organizations. But those are for full-sized aviation activities. In the model world, the organization within the NAA that does that representation for aero modeling activities is the AMA, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, headquartered in Muncie, Indiana. Probably what? How far is it to Muncie from here? Maybe an hour and a half? 2 hours, maybe? The FAI rules for setting records and for competition events don't bear any resemblance to the events that you are flying here as part of the national championships. It's a completely separate organization and rule set. And the primary thing that the FAI rules differ from us is they put limitations on your modeling, principally designed to reduce its performance. So any of you who are here Saturday wondering what on earth are those people doing flying parachute duration with a 40 millimeter diameter rocket, that's the minimum diameter specified in the FAI rules. They also, all of their competitions on a duration basis are set up to be multiple rounds and with a maximum time. And the maximum time, I think, is like 6 minutes. You know, so it's really long and really hard. And every 2 years, there's a world championship event. And that event is split into two classes, one for juniors, and what's the age limit? 18. And one for seniors, people 18 and over. And countries all over the world send their representatives to wherever the world championships are and spend, you know, sort of like Aram. It takes 6 or 7 days to fly all these events. Several years ago, John Langford approached me and said, you know, I really would like to take a junior team back to the world championships. You know, I will organize the team. I will, you know, get a fly-offs done and organized, and I'll work with the AMA to make this happen. Will you support us? And I said, yes, we would do that. Because at that time, I was looking for ways to involve kids in rockets, right? This was before we had a TARC, before we had an educational outreach. So I was looking for ways to involve kids in rockets. So John has done that now. I think this will be his either third or fourth time taking a team of juniors over to Europe to fly this event. And I don't know how many of you read about that stuff in Sport Rocketry magazine, but it's really uplifting to me. It's another place where kids are doing great stuff with rockets and doing it in a context that the average citizen in the street can understand. They're waving the American flag. They're standing on the victory stand. They're, you know, marching into the stadium for the opening ceremonies. I think this event has a lot more potential to attract both corporate sponsorship and general support of the public if they get a chance to see a bunch of smiling young kids representing our country in an international venue. And the NAR board has agreed with that. We've actually provided financial support for the past two teams of $10,000 each team cycle to get these kids and cover their expenses. It's obviously very expensive to travel to Europe. It's going to be even more so for them to go to Baltimore. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I think, for these kids to go over there and see these other kids. The great story and the thing that convinced me we're headed down the right path is there was a lull in the competition at the end of the day before results were posted for a particular event. So the American team, kids being kids, were looking for a way to kill the time, and one of them had brought along a football, an American football. Meanwhile, the European kids are out there playing soccer with a soccer ball. So they're kicking around a soccer ball, and the American team is passing around a football. And the European kids come over, and they want to learn how to throw the American football. And the American kids are looking at the soccer skills of the international kids going, oh, can you show me how to do that? And so with no common language, right, they speak Slovakian, and there wasn't very much English skill in the Slovakian juniors, apparently. They are exchanging sports information. That's the kind of thing that gets me and Bill Stein excited about supporting this team and sending them over there. So I'm hoping that one of the things that will come out of this NARAM and the participation of these kids in this playoff is that some of you who maybe haven't seen this before will go, you know, there was a kid who came through our club, you know, last year who might be interested in this. Or maybe it's a kid from a TARC team who wants to keep doing it, and the rest of the people that he was doing TARC with have fallen by the wayside. And you can really never tell where this is going to end up. You know, we had a guy in our club who was interested in NAR competition and then got interested in FAI competition because he had a friend in New Jersey whose dad was flying FAI competition and went on to, you know, learn how to fly radio control boost gliders and win a silver medal in the world championships. And he's gone on to mentor other modelers ever since. You never know where these seeds you plant with these kids are going to go. So whether it's an FAI contest or whether it's a park thing, it's really important to do the site research for kids. Our experience with that in our local club is, you know, I don't think we've had anybody become aerospace engineers, have we? But, you know, we've had plenty of kids go on. We've had one to be a doctor, an architect, what else? They've gone into software development. They've gone into a career in video production and video education. You just never know. So I'm really, really pushing you guys to go nab Bill Stein, go talk to him about his new products and the success he's having with his company, but remind him that, you know, we appreciate and affirm his support of these kids who's going over there. I think he's making the biggest sacrifice he's making is actually by going to Balkanor himself, you know. I hear the food's not very good there. There was some discussion among the people getting ready to make that trip about, you know, camels and transportation or something. So. Always the most exciting part of the meeting for me. Are there other subjects of NAR interest that I should tell you about? Have we covered everything?
Do we know when the TARC final is next year?
May 20th?
May 20th. Oh, good. That's not my wife's birthday.
Just for you.
Thanks.
Wow.
There are a lot of constraints about setting that date, just so you know. It's when that facility at Great Meadow, which is a fabulous facility, as those of you who were at the NARAM last year know. And invariably, we get a TARC team that says, ack, that's the same weekend as my prom, my finals, my graduation. You know, I mean, there's always a conflict, and I think we've alternated a couple of teams, right, that had to show us.
What usually happens is that they skip their graduation, their finals, their prom, and come. We have, of 100 teams that we invite, usually 97 of them attend, and three are replaced by alternates who are eager to come on short notice. These kids are committed. They'll skip anything to make it to the finals.
We had one kid who had prom date as the name of their rocket.
I gotta write that one down.